Carlson, Democrats believe unchecked immigration will strengthen their hold on power. By Jeff Poor on October 19, 2018. Thursday on his Fox News Channel program, host Tucker Carlson postulated that the Democratic Party was lenient on immigration policy because Democrats saw it as a means to strengthen their hold on power. Carlson said it was evident given the reaction by those Democrats to proposed action by President Donald Trump in response to a caravan of migrants making its way to the U.S.-Mexico border. Transcript as follows. Carlson, see if you remember hearing this story at any point before. A caravan of impoverished migrants is now making its way up from Central America through Mexico. Their plan is to present themselves at our southern border and demand entry into our country with all the benefits, of course, that entails. The White House has vowed to stop this caravan using the armed forces, if necessary, but it keeps coming. Have you heard something like that before? Well, in fact, you have. Something very similar happened just a few months ago. We watched another migrant caravan snake its way up from Central America. It finally arrived and then the news coverage essentially stopped. But what happened next? Well, here's what happened next. Hundreds of those people in the caravan are still here in the U.S. and if recent history is any guide at all, very few of them will ever leave. Once you reach this country and claim asylum, you're usually home free. Our media don't often cover that. But the rest of the world is watching and knows it very well. And that's why they keep coming. The most recent estimates suggest that a caravan's worth of uninvited migrants arrives at our border every few days. Why is this happening? Because an entire political party is inviting it and encouraging it. They believe unchecked immigration will strengthen their hold on power. They're perfectly aware that you don't like this, but they don't care. Just yesterday, Nancy Pelosi said it would be immoral to build a wall that might stop poor people from flooding into this country. Watch. Begin video clip. Nancy Pelosi, we have to do something other than building a wall, which you can't try, ph, very well. In my view, it's immoral, expensive, ineffective, and not something that people do between countries. End video clip. Carlson, did you catch that? Securing the border is just not something people do, not something decent people do, anyway. Bigots do it, so do moral reprobates and anyone else who derives pleasure from cruelty. As MSNBC explained just today, borders are a lot like slavery or the Trail of Tears. Watch. Begin video clip. Rosie O'Donnell, yes. Schmidt, to the separation of Native American families. It is a. Nicole Wallace, and as Laura said that. Schmidt, moral outrage. O'Donnell, I love you. I really do. I will make sure. Schmidt, me too, Rosie. O'Donnell, I'd like to move next door to you. We'll have coffee. End video clip. Carlson, they're morally outraged. Well, they're always morally outraged. And the point of their moral outrage is pretty clear. America has no right to decide who lives within its borders. Americans lack the moral standing to make that decision. We are too sinful. Illegal immigrants come here because we deserve it. We meddled in their wars in the 1980s. We had the gall to get addicted to the drugs they send us. We once had segregation in the American South, whatever. The point is, this is a fallen country. 22 million illegals within our borders is just the beginning of our penance. Latin America is listening to all of this. And they are getting the message, and that's why they're on their way. Last fiscal year, 94,000 families from the Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador were detained at the U.S. border. Not one of these people had a right to come in, but they were not deported. Almost 100% of them are still here, and most will never leave. We are powerless in the face of this. Congress could fix it, but Congress refuses to fix it. The system is broken by design. Voters know this, of course. It's one of the main reasons they voted for Donald Trump 2 years ago. They don't hate immigrants, obviously, but they do believe America has a right to decide which immigrants to admit. All countries have that right, don't they? That would be an interesting debate. The Democratic Party and their lackeys in the media don't want to have that debate because they know they would lose. So instead, they try to bully the population into silence. Begin video clip. Chris Cuomo, the GOP argument on immigration isn't one that's optimism-based, it's fear-based. Don Lemon, this is a scare tactic, right? This is the president, This immigration is a scare tactic he's using to rev up his supporters. Eddie Claude, when you talk about the caravan, you're talking about white anxiety. You're talking about old white man angst. And so, when they bring up the caravan, that's all we need to do is to bring up the pictures of children being separated from their families. End video clip. Carlson, in other words, shut up racist. You probably heard that before too, like every day for the last 2 years. You hear it a lot because it's an effective political tactic. But it only works if you fall for it. You should not fall for it. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.